You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior defender Sarah Doherty of Rhodes College. And Sarah, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah, you enter your senior year after a junior season in which the Lynx posted an 8-9-1 record, 5-4-1 in SCAC play. You guys closed out the year very strong, 3-1-1 over those last four games. What did you guys learn over the course of last season?
I think that last year we learned a lot. We played some really strong competition, several teams in the top 25, and I think that that has built a great foundation for us coming into the next year.
You know, as I mentioned, Sarah, entering your senior year, do you feel any sense of urgency knowing it's your last go-around, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on this soccer team?
Well, I definitely feel a sense of urgency. My freshman year was when we won the SCAC and we went to the NCAA tournament. And once, you know, you've had a taste of the NCAA tournament and winning the SCAC, you know, all these years we've been working to do it again, and this, to me, is our year. We have eight seniors. We all went through it our freshman year, and we want more than anything to do that again. So I think myself and all of the upperclassmen, we're just really striving to do everything we can to get in that same position and working hard. All through the summer, we took an international trip, and we were able to play some tough competition there and during preseason. So I think that mentally, emotionally, and physically, we're more than ready to do that same thing.
Talk a little bit more about that international trip, Sarah. You know, how did that really help this team, not only as soccer players, but really, even maybe more so importantly, bonding and really gelling and bringing this team together?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and just being able to spend that quality time with teammates was extremely beneficial for us. Really, we're just a family, even more so than a team, and being able to go to Spain with, you know, 20 of my best friends was awesome.
As preseason's gotten underway, Sarah, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your teammates this far?
I think just seeing how strong everyone has come in this season, not only physically in shape, but also mentally, and watching them get through, you know, the tough practices, the fitness, everything. I think I've been very pleasantly surprised with, from the freshmen to the seniors, very pleasantly surprised with how everyone has come in mentally as well as physically.
Now, I know you play defense, Sarah, but as we look, you know, at the team from last year, 22 goals in 18 games, how does this Lynx team try and become a little bit more consistent on the offensive end of the field?
Well, we have some returners coming back, but we also have a lot of young talent, and I think that you know, the young talent getting an opportunity to play and also pushing our upperclassmen to be a little bit more consistent is going to really be the key for this season.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior defender Sarah Doherty of Rhodes College. And Sarah, obviously one of the exciting things about entering the 2011 SCAC soccer season is the return of the SCAC tournament for the first time since 1992. The top six teams will meet in Birmingham to battle it out for the SCAC title and that trip to the NCAA tournament. Talk about the excitement that brings to this season and the opportunity of possibly, you know, playing in Birmingham for that crown.
Oh, I'm beyond excited for that. I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to shine, regardless, you know. Hopefully we'll have a really strong season and we can go into that with a lot of momentum.
Defensively, you return some experience, including your goalkeeper and yourself in the back. How will that benefit you, the team, experience-wise, for a defense that allowed just 25 goals a season ago?
I think that the combination of experience and as well the young talent pushing us to really work hard, I think that will be a key to this season, and hopefully maintaining a really strong, a good defense is a good offense. So,
well, you keep mentioning that young talent, Sarah. Talk about the freshman class that Coach brought in. Do you feel like you have some girls that have the opportunity to really make an impact on the team this year, and how are they adjusting to the college game?
I think that there will definitely be some girls that will compete for playing time and even starting spots. So, I think that they're adjusting well to the pace of the game, and as we continue the season, they will only get stronger.
Sarah, last season you played the third most minutes on your team. You started 17 games. What have you done individually in the off season to make yourself a better soccer player heading into your senior year?
Well, we do a strength and conditioning program in the off season, and we have our spring season as well. During the summer, I played on multiple teams. I was here in Memphis, so I was able to do that with several of my teammates. So I feel ready for this season.
As you look forward to your senior year, what are the goals you have for this team?
My goal is for us to win the SCAC and, you know, go to the tournament and go to the NCAA tournament. We've been striving for that, and I know that we're capable of that.
The SCAC, from top to bottom, Sarah, is one of the most competitive leagues in the country in terms of women's soccer. There's no weekend where you have any you know, games off. Talk about what makes this league so competitive.
I think that it is awesome that we get to play such competitive teams. And, you know, we go to all these different schools. We get to travel a lot, you know, going to Trinity and all the way over to Swanee, down to Birmingham Southern. And I think that one of the things that makes it so unique is all of these schools are also academically competitive, and we are all student-athletes above, you know, soccer players. So it's really cool to be able to play peers who we know are working just as hard in the classroom and extremely competitive on the field.
Finally, Sarah, the 2011 Rhodes women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
If we played our potential.
A native of Carbondale, Illinois, senior defender Sarah Doherty of Rhodes College. Again, the Lynx open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd at home against Olivet. Sarah, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward through your senior year.
Thank you.